as we prepare to go into a channel with Lee, let us step our intellect aside, put it in the back seat, and instead connect in to your heart. You may even place your hand on your heart so you connect in with the innate wisdom and intelligence of your heart. Ask your heart's wisdom to come closer into your triad of your brain, pineal, and heart. And with that connection, that is where you receive intuitive guidance. And that is where you can discern what's coming in from your intuition and receive whatever message you need to receive. And let us together create a collective group where we will hear a message from Kryon that's addressing this particular collective group of souls that are now gathered. Kryon doesn't deliver messages just in the air to no one. Kryon delivers messages to the collective group that is gathered to listen and hear. That is how special you are, individually and collectively, as we come together in a soup of oneness to receive this message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I will say yet again, and many times I will repeat, spirit is not in a vacuum. This is probably the best news I could ever say to those of you who are here. For sometimes the training says differently, that God is on a pedestal, and that God does not really know what is going on necessarily in the minutiae of your life. It is just the opposite, dear ones. On the other side of the veil, that creative source knows you, knows your name. It's even been said in certain scriptures that spirit knows every hair on your head. That is a metaphor that just says you are known by God, not just your name, but as perhaps you would know your children. A child of God, some have said, it is like that. That is the love that is here for you. A little later, when we get into that which is the circle of 12, and we walk you yet again through that meditation and through all of the metaphors and guide you into another kind of reality, this is what we teach. It is a time to understand the closeness you have to spirit, closer than you thought. Healing is the subject, and we have told you that healing can be many things. Indeed, you don't have to be diseased to sit in these places and ask for healing. The kinds of healing that we speak of go far, far beyond even the corporeal. The healing of memories, the healing of anxiety, fear, all of these things are dysfunctions that you might have as you would come here to this safe place and want to just sit with us for a while. And indeed, we see you there. It is an interesting kind of puzzle that I will say to you again. I know what's happening, and the puzzle that is interesting to you is that the areas of energy that we speak about are multidimensional areas. They are not that which you have in 3D. Distance does not matter. Time doesn't matter. I speak now perhaps to those who might be listening later. And to those I say, it is no different now to later. For I know who's listening later. This is the beauty of a God that can see all and know all. I am part of that collective, dear ones, from the other side of the veil. I have never been human. My partner knows this and sees things, even as I speak to him, that you don't get to see. Sometimes there's a majesty that he can't even describe. That the love that we have for you, it goes beyond time. So when you are listening to this now, and that is you call live, it may be one thing. You may listen to it again. Others may come and listen to it at another time or place. The recording, that is the sound, may be that which someone is listening to a year from now. But I'm speaking to you now. The now is therefore defined as you and I looking at each other right now. Now, no matter when your clock says now is. Did you get that? This is the beauty of a multidimensional creative source known by God no matter what time it is in your life or whenever you receive the message. Healing, dear ones, is very similar to this. And it's simply the most unsimple thing you can imagine. It's complex. Too complex even for this discussion right now. Way too complex. But I will give a hint of what I want to tell you here. There are puzzles in healing, are there not? Let me speak to the healer who is here, listening, watching. Isn't it interesting that you can develop a very powerful protocol that is a healing protocol? One that you have used and developed and seen happen. You've seen miracles, either in your chairs or on your tables or even long distance, haven't you? You've seen those who have come to receive certain kinds of things from you, and you actually have delivered that with the modalities that you've had, that you've intuited, that you're using. That is what healers do. And isn't it interesting that even though you will do the same kinds of things to every single human being as they need them, as you intuit them, some of them will instantly heal and some of them will never heal. You know I'm right. Isn't it interesting that there's such a variety of differences even within your own patients? How does that work? Well, every single healer knows this because they've seen it over and over. And if they are wise, and most are, they will ask their patients or their friends or whoever it is that they're working with to first give permission to heal. In other words, there is something there, dear ones, that requires you give either intent or awareness to the healing that is going to occur. This is why, dear ones, you can pray and pray and pray and pray for an individual or a group or whatever, and there's no change. But if that individual or group knows that you are praying for them, or believes that prayer answers are there, and believes that the healing modality really does work, they have given permission and cognized that which can occur. And then the healing starts. And sometimes it's a low-level healing, and they come back and get more and more. Sometimes it's spontaneous remission. But it takes at least the awareness that you're doing it with them for a full event of healing to happen. This also explains why some will say to you, my brother is in trouble. My brother does not believe in prayer. My brother doesn't believe in any of these things. My brother is in trouble. Can I heal him? And the answer is often, you can try if you wish, but you're going to have to get your brother's awareness on board in order to have the connection that is needed. You might even say, and you'd be accurate, again, there is a key and a lock that has to be inserted and turned. And that key is that the one who is being healed has to want it, understand that you are indeed attempting it, even though they don't understand the modality. There has to be some belief. Prayer works so well, especially when those who are being prayed for stop for a moment, perhaps even at a certain hour, and say, I receive the prayers that you have, I believe they're powerful, and I'm willing to be healed. And it can be across the world, it can be on the telephone, it can be just not on the telephone or anything. You can just have an agreement that at a certain time, even if it's not a time of day, it can be a specific day where you say, I'm aware that this day, that there are those praying for me, and I'm going to sit and receive those prayers. Do you see this connection? It's more than just an awareness. It's really cognizing that you can receive healing. That is the difference. Now, back to the healer who has no result, perhaps on the table, even though it appears their patient gave permission, they really have not. They really haven't. At some level, they have a disbelief that keeps that out. The key never gets into the lock. Even though they are saying things, it doesn't fit. This is what makes it complex. How can you get past this? How can you say yes? How is it possible that you can peel that onion of disbelief and be in a place where you're so open that prayer is going to work instantly? What about you with you? What about your ability to go to a place where there is no healer and have that same energy come at you and work? Welcome to the Circle of 12. This is what we're doing. The key goes in the lock when you start to cross that bridge that I'm going to tell you about in just a little while, that we cross every single time. Complex it is, healing is this way. And perhaps the more that you hear and the more you're able to do with it, the easier it'll be to cognize the fact that you can do anything. Anything. And so it is.